Death is one of humanity's greatest mysteries, an unavoidable transition that everyone will face. But what happens in the minutes leading up to this final moment? According to the Bible, some unique signs and experiences prepare the soul for the passage. From the presence of angels to the hope of resurrection, each aspect is outlined by the scriptures, offering a perspective of comfort and hope for believers. The Bible provides a detailed map of the final moments before death, emphasizing the nearness of God and the role of faith during this journey. The presence of angels. In the moments before death, the Bible suggests that angels may be present. They come to comfort and guide the soul on its final journey. In Luke 16, verse 22, Jesus tells the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, where angels carry Lazarus to Abraham's bosom after his death. This image is comforting, showing that the transition is not solitary but accompanied by divine messengers who ensure a safe and peaceful passage. Additionally, in Matthew 18, verse 10, Jesus speaks of the angels of children who always see the face of God, suggesting constant and protective vigilance over believers. In Hebrews 1, verse 14, angels are described as ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation, reinforcing that angels play an active role in the care and protection of the faithful, especially in the final moments. The presence of angels is a reminder of God's continuous assistance and protection for His children. In the Old Testament, we see the presence of angels in Jacob's life. In Genesis 28, verse 12, Jacob dreamed of a ladder that connected earth to heaven, with God's angels ascending and descending on it. This dream reinforces the idea that angels are constantly involved in the lives of believers, especially in moments of significant transition. In Daniel 6, verse 22, the prophet Daniel reports that an angel of the Lord shut the mouths of the lions, protecting him from imminent death in the lion's den. These examples show that God sends angels to provide protection and comfort in times of need. Divine comfort. Divine comfort is not only brought by the presence of angels. The Bible mentions the direct comfort of God. In the Psalms, David writes about the Lord being ever-present, especially in distress. Psalm 23, verse 4 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." This verse highlights the comfort and security of knowing God is by our side until the last breath. Other passages, such as Isaiah 41, verse 10, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And Psalm 46, verse 1, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble," reaffirm God's care and protection. Paul's confidence in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 4, where he calls God the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, is a testimony to the comforting presence of God in all moments of affliction. These verses illustrate that divine comfort is a constant promise for those who trust in the Lord. In Isaiah 40, verse 1, the prophet Isaiah encourages, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God." This passage reveals God's desire to comfort His people in times of suffering and distress. Moreover, in John 14, verses 16 to 17, Jesus promises to send the Holy Spirit, called the Comforter, to be with believers forever, guiding and comforting them. The Holy Spirit is a constant and comforting presence that offers peace and consolation in moments of uncertainty and fear. Revelations and visions. Some biblical accounts speak of visions and revelations in the moments of death. Stephen, for example, saw the heavens opened in Jesus at the right hand of God just before he was stoned. Acts 7 verses 55 to 56. These visions are a glimpse of heavenly glory, providing those on the brink of death with the certainty of what awaits them beyond the veil. Another story is that of Jacob in Genesis 28 verse 12, who dreamed of a ladder that connected earth to heaven with angels ascending and descending, symbolizing the constant connection between God and believers. In the Transfiguration of Jesus, Matthew 17 verses 1 to 9, Peter, James, and John saw Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. This vision reinforces the reality of the spiritual world and life after death. In 2 Corinthians 12 verses 2 to 4, Paul also describes an experience where he was caught up to the third heaven and heard inexpressible things. These revelations confirm the existence of a life beyond this one and God's continuous care. In Revelation 4 verses 1 to 2, John had a vision of the heavenly throne, where he saw the majesty of God and the continuous heavenly worship. This vision provides a glimpse of God's glory and the promise of life with him. In Daniel 7 verses 13 to 14, Daniel had a vision of the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven, receiving dominion, glory, and an eternal kingdom. These biblical visions confirm the reality of heaven and life after death, providing comfort and hope to believers, reminding them of the glorious destiny that awaits them. The feeling of peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, as described in Philippians 4 verse 7, floods the hearts of those about to depart. This serenity is a sign of the divine embrace even amid physical suffering. Many report a sense of tranquility and acceptance, a testimony to the peace that God promises to his children. Jesus himself, in John 14 verse 27, said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." This promise of peace is a profound comfort for believers. In Colossians 3 verse 15, Paul urges that the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, highlighting that this peace is a gift that sustains us, especially in the most difficult moments. In Romans 5 verse 1, Paul writes, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This peace signifies reconciliation and security from communion with God, providing deep consolation in the final moments. Isaiah 26 verse 3 affirms, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." This promise of perfect peace for those who trust in God is a foundation for believers facing death. In Psalm 4 verse 8, David also declares, "In peace, I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." This confidence in God's protection and care allows believers to face death with tranquility and confidence. Reflection on life. Minutes before death, the Bible suggests a deep reflection on life. The final moments are an opportunity for repentance and reconciliation with God. In the parable of the prodigal son, Luke 15 verses 11 to 32, we see a powerful image of return and reconciliation. The son, repentant of his sins, returns to the father, who receives him with love and forgiveness. Another significant passage is the story of King Hezekiah in Isaiah 38. When he learned that his death was near, he wept bitterly and prayed to the Lord, and God granted him another 15 years of life. This event highlights the importance of reflection and repentance and how God responds to a contrite heart. In 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5, Paul encourages believers to examine themselves to see whether they are in the faith, emphasizing the importance of continuous self-reflection. The story of David and his repentance after his sin with Bathsheba in 2 Samuel 12 shows that sincere reflection leads to genuine repentance and God's forgiveness. In Psalm 139 verses 23 to 24, David prays, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." This prayer of self-examination and seeking divine guidance is a model of spiritual reflection that believers can follow, especially in the final moments. In Lamentations 3 verse 40, Jeremiah urges, "Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord." This call to self-examination and repentance is fundamental for spiritual preparation before death. Repentance and forgiveness. The thief on the cross beside Jesus is a classic example. In his final moments, he repented and received the promise of paradise. Luke 23 verses 42 to 43. This account underscores the importance and power of genuine repentance even in the last moments of life. Jesus' promise to the repentant thief offers tremendous hope. It is never too late to seek God's mercy and forgiveness. The story of Zacchaeus, Luke 19 verses 1 to 10, a tax collector who repented and received Jesus' forgiveness, also illustrates the importance of repentance and reconciliation. Zacchaeus promised to repay four times what he had defrauded, showing true repentance and a changed heart. In 1 John 1 verse 9, it is written, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." This promise reaffirms that repentance leads to forgiveness and purification, preparing the soul to meet God. Another example is Peter, who denied Jesus three times before the crucifixion but repented bitterly and was restored by Jesus after the resurrection, John 21 verses 15 to 19. This account highlights that sincere repentance leads to God's complete restoration and forgiveness. In Acts 3 verse 19, Peter preaches, "Repent, then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." This call to repentance and the promise of renewal underscores the importance of seeking God's forgiveness before death. The parable of the unforgiving servant in Matthew 18 verses 21 to 35 also teaches the importance of forgiving others as we seek God's forgiveness. The hope of resurrection. For believers, the minutes before death are not only about endings, but also the hope of a new beginning. Jesus' resurrection is the cornerstone of Christian hope. In John 11 verses 25 to 26, Jesus says to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." This promise offers comfort and assurance of eternal life. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 52, speaks of the transformation that will happen at the last trumpet. "For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed." This hope of resurrection gives believers the strength to face death with confidence and joy. In 1 Thessalonians 4 verses 16 to 17, Paul assures, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever." In John 14 verses 1 to 3, Jesus comforts his disciples with the promise of a place prepared for them in his Father's house, reaffirming the hope of eternal life. The book of Revelation also describes the new heaven and new earth, where there will be no more death or mourning, crying, or pain. Revelation 21 verses 1 to 4. These passages highlight the glorious future awaiting believers and provide profound comfort and hope in the face of death. In the minutes before death, the Bible offers a vision of transition surrounded by divine presence and comfort. Angels accompany the soul, divine peace prevails, and the hope of resurrection shines brightly. This moment is a profound reflection, a final turning to God, and a step into the promise of eternal life. For believers, the last minutes are not the end, but the beginning of a glorious eternity with God. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.